Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Hey, from the beginning. Before we begin, this halacha is based on a chapter in Likut Imran, an unusual chapter, chapter 79 in the second half of Likut Imran, which is actually bullets. It's not really. Rabbeinu Zal gave Rav Nosson Zal preparatory notes that Rabbeinu Zal had prepared for shiurim. Rabbeinu Zal said he's planning on starting to give a weekly shiur every Shabbos, starting from Parshas Toldos, going through Parshas Vayisro, with the exception of Bishalach, which is Shabbos Shiro, which is a major Shabbos in Breslov. For that, Rabbeinu Zal didn't have these short notes. If a person looks at the chapter on Likut Imran, it's very unclear. It's not really a discussion. It's bullets, just short bullets. Rav Nosson Zal, after presenting the bullets in Likut Imran itself, gives an explanation as best as he can of how he understood the flow and what it's all about. That's chapter 79 in Likut Imran. And in addition, we're going to be touching also a lot on chapter 61 in the second half of Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the topic of Zman and Lamala Min Hazman, operating within time and going above the concept of time. And also, there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about space, Mokoim, and Lemala Min HaMokoim. And this is obviously an esoteric, a deep topic that's discussed in Sifrei Kabbalah, in Sifrei Chassidus, and Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal touch on it a number of times because it plays an important role in understanding certain parts of Yiddishkeit and certain parts of life. We'll go a little bit slower than usual because it's delicate material and it's new to many people, and I'll try to make it as clear as I can. Please bear with me, listen carefully, and try to absorb slowly. If you have a question, hold on to it because it takes time to absorb this topic. Inyan Tkiyas Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah, related to the topic of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Al pi horoshe prokim shematzonu miksav yad Rabbeinu Zal, this halacha will be based on the short bullets that we found in a manuscript from Rabbeinu Zal, me'eze toiro niflo, from a wondrous toiro, hamaschilin, which begins with the words hakoil koil Yaakov, that the voice is the voice of Yaakov Avinu, kruz, an announcement, Esav, Vayisa Koiloi. By Esav, it also says that when he thought that Yitzchak Avinu had given away all the brachos, all of the blessings, and there was nothing left for him, the pasuk says Vayisa Koiloi Vayevk, that Esav raised his voice and he cried. Yitzchak Zman, Yitzchak Avinu represents time, and the word Yitzchak has in it the letters Kuf and Tzadik, which Rabbeinu Zal says there, Yeshenin, which correspond to sleep. Those letters refer to sleep. And we're going to clarify all of this after we complete this paragraph, when we go on to the next paragraph. There are actually two versions regarding this word Yeshenin. The Parparois L'Chochma, one of the commentaries, says that he heard that one version was Kuf Tzadik Yeshenin, and another version was Kuf Tzadik Shonim, 190 years. V'shafto ad Hashem alekecho v'shamata bekoiloi. This pasuk speaks about tshuva. You will return to Hashem and you will listen to His voice. Emphasis on this koil. Yitzchak ben Avraham. Yitzchak Avinu is the son of Avraham Avinu, and we know that they're opposites in a sense. Yitzchak represents gevura, din, pachad Yitzchak, and Avram is always called Avram Oyhavai. Avram is Chesed. Zman Nisached. This represents this concept of Yitzchak Avinu and Avram Avinu represents time becoming one. Avram Oyavi, Avram, my beloved. Now he quotes a pasuk which is written about Yaakov Avinu, that when Yaakov Avinu discovered that Lavan had tricked him and had given him Leah instead of Rachel, Yaakov Avinu protested, and Lavan said, no problem, no problem, you'll just work a little bit more and then I'll give you Rachel. And it says Yaakov Avinu worked another 7 years, And then the pasuk says, "Vayihu be'enov keyomim achodim," that the time flew by; it was like individual days. Be'ahavosoi, out of his great love for Rachel Imenu, the time flew by in a sense. Ushaor yoshuv benecha, and your children will return. This is one of the pasukim regarding tshuva. Im toshuv, another pasuk. Hashem says, if you will return. Vashivcha, I will return you. Lefonai tamo, you will stand before me. Kivo Hashemesh, the sun has set. Niskatzer hazman, a concept of shortening of time. Vechulu, etc. Rav Nosson Zal gives us a major section of that chapter in Likut Imran, chapter 79 in the second half of Likut Imran, which I said is just bullets, words, several words, on a pasuk, on a quote, Ayin shom kol ho'inyan azeh heitev heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, look over that chapter on Likut Imran very well, ad soifoi, all the way to the end, which includes Rav Nosson Zal's attempt to explain as much as he was able to understand and derive from this Torah. V'lechoyro yefsha lohovin shom klal. Rav Nosson Zal says, at first glance, a person cannot understand at all what Rabbeinu Zal is trying to say. Ach achar ho'iyun k'tzas, however, after delving into it a little bit, yesh lohitzi mishom eze hakdomois k'tzas, we can derive some introductions. Asher lohem kivein Rabbeinu Zal bevadai, which Rabbeinu Zal definitely had in mind in these notes that he had prepared for those shurim, kemavur lamayim, which, as is clear to anyone who studies it carefully. And now he says in parentheses, chutz shar inyonim vakdomei sheyeshom, that's besides other interesting things and other introductions that are there, asher koshe lamoid aleihem, which are difficult to understand. And now Rav Nosson Zal begins, v'hu, and it is as follows, Ki kavanosei shom, Rabbeinu Zal's intention over there is, shal yidei tshuva zoichen lebechinas hisachtus hazman. Through the performance of tshuva, a person achieves a unifying of time. He brings time together. Time is a measurement. You have seconds, minutes, hours, days, months, years, centuries. Time is an expansion in a sense, and it's also a tzimtzum, it's a measurement of something. And Rav Nosson Zal says here that through tshuva, a person takes a large portion of time and shrinks it into oneness. Shehazman nis'ached v'niskatzer. The time becomes one and becomes shortened. Shezeu b'chinas lemala me'azman. This is also related to a concept in ruchnius, in spirituality, where we know that on a spiritual level, there is a concept of above time. When we speak about the world that we live in, this physical world, olam hazeh, it's measured by time. We're told Hashem created the world in 6 days, and He rested on the seventh day. We're also told, ki elef shonim b'einecha ki yoyim esmoil, that regarding Hashem, 1,000 years is like a day, like one day. And when we speak about Olam Haba, when we speak about the future world, usually it's referred to as Lemala Min Hazman, that there is no concept of time in a sense. V'chein mevur b'sefer Aleph Beis Hasheni, and so too we find in the Aleph Bet book, which is also called Sefer Hamidos, in the second part, in the chapter on tshuva, Ois Tshuva, Siman Aleph, Rabbeinu Zal writes there, Sheyoyim sheha'odam oise tshuva hulamala me'azman. A day in which a person is doing tshuva is above the concept of time. Umale kol hayomim lamala me'azman. And by doing tshuva, the person elevates all of their days to a level of above the concept of time. V'chein Yom HaKippurim hulamala me'azman. And so too Yom Kippur is above the concept of time. We know the Gemara says in Yuma that the word Hasatan, the prosecuting angel, the word Hasatan is bigematria 364. To teach us that 364 days a year, the Satan has some power. There's one day that's an exception to that, where the Satan has no presence at all, and that is Yom Kippur. Which, interesting, the Gemara that discusses the holiday of Yom Kippur is called Yuma, the day. So Rabbi Nizal says over there in Sefer Amidos that Yom Kippur is above the concept of time. Vezehu kavanosei kan. And this is also, just as in Sefer Hamidos, Rabbi Nizal there is talking about tshuva being above the concept of time, so too in the chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 79, in the second half of Likutei Moran, here also Rabbi Nizal is referring to the same thing. And by a person, by doing tshuva, achieving this level of going above time, this enables the person to hear the sound of holiness, the great sound, the sound of the voice of Yaakov Avinu. This concept that we're speaking about here is explained throughout the different parts of that chapter 79 in Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom Heitev, study that chapter carefully, v'timtzeim, and you'll find that throughout that chapter, Rabbi Nizal is relating to the topic of tshuva, to the topic of koil. Before we leave this paragraph, I once heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, that this pasuk speaks about HaKoil, Koil Yaakov. The word Koil is mentioned twice. First it's HaKoil, and then Koil. The Zohar HaKodesh speaks a lot about this. Many Sforim speak about this. This double Koil, and what it represents. I remember one of the Chidushim was that in Shir HaShirim, Hashem says, Har'ini es marayich, Hashmini es koilich. Show me your beauty, let me hear your voice. Ki koilech orev, because your voice is sweet, umarech nove, and your appearance is beautiful. The word orev, which means sweet, is bigimatria two times koil. Koil, kuf vav lamed, is 136. Two times 136 is 272, which is orev. Meaning that in Shir HaShirim, when it speaks about a sweet koil, that's referring to this koil Yaakov, which is the opposite of the voice of Esav. We quoted before, Vayisa Esav es koiloi. Esav tried to lift up his voice. Now in the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to continue to clarify that chapter in Likutei Moran first, to shed some light on that chapter, and also the other chapter I mentioned, chapter 61, and then he's going to go into the explanation of Shofar. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Ula Dugma, and for an example, Avayar Mashe Takti Lamalo, let me explain what I just wrote previously. Umimenu Taki Shel Hashar. And based on the explanation I give you in this paragraph now, you'll be able to similarly understand and apply it to the rest of that chapter on Likutei Moran. Hakoil Koil Yaakov, Kruz, Esav, Vayisa Koiloi. What is that sentence referring to? Hainu al yedei shezoichin lishmoya b'chinas hakol koel Yaakov, by a Jew being able to hear the voice of Yaakov, the voice of Kedusha, al yedei ze nichna koel Esav, that weakens the opposite, the opposing voice of Esav. V'ze nasa al yedei tshuva. How does a person achieve this? Through tshuva, through repentance. Because through tshuva, a person goes above zman. Now remember, we discussed in recent halachas, in Likutei Halachos, that tshuva is bina. The 50 levels of tshuva, the 50 gates of bina. Ulevavo yovin veshov. We brought several proofs to show the connection between tshuva and bina. We said the month of Elul, which is called a month of tshuva, Elul is bigimatria bina. And we know that Bina is above the seven lower spheroids. The seven lower spheroids, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, through Malchus, represent the 7 days of creation. The 7 days, they represent time. Hashem created the world in 7 days. That's the basic unit of time of creation. That's represented by the spheroids of Chesed through Malchus. When we go to Bina, we're going above time. We're leaving the physical world. We're going into Olam Haba. Bina is referred to as Olam Haba. And Tshuva, when a person does Tshuva, they're making a connection to Bina, to the next world. V'zeh Yitzchok Zman Kuf Tzadik Yeshenim. Rabbeinu Zal continued over there with these words. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Hainu, She Yitzchok Hu Bechinas Zman. Yitzchok represents time. Ki Yitzchok Oisiois Keitz Chai. The Arizal says that the word Yitzchok is made up of two words. Keitz Chai, the end of life, which again represents this world. In this world, a person lives at a certain amount of time and it comes to an end. That's Yitzchok, who is the Bechin of Din, judgment, Pachad Yitzchok, Gvurois, Tzimtzum. Yitzchok is a concept of constriction, just like time is a constriction, it's boundaries. It's a boundary starting from a certain point and ending at a certain point. The Isa, and it's brought also, She'oisiois Kuf Tzadik Hein Bechinas Yeshenin, that the letters Kuf and Tzadik of Yitzchok correspond to sleep. She'zeu Bechinas Zman. Sleep is a concept of time. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in chapter 61 in the second half of Likutei Moran that when a person is asleep, a person can fall asleep for 10 minutes. A person takes a nap during the day, they close their eyes, they fall asleep for 10 minutes, and in the last minute of their sleep, they have a dream, and in the dream, it feels as if they went through 5 years of their life. And the person wakes up, and wow, that was some dream. Wow, how long was I sleeping? And they look at their watch, they see they were sleeping for 15 minutes, and it took them a good 10 minutes to fall asleep. So they weren't actually in sleep other than for 5 minutes. And it was only in the last minute or two of the sleep that they had this dream. So that means in actually 1 or 2 minutes, because I was asleep, it felt like a year or 2 years or more. And Rabbeinu Zal over there, Likutei Moran, quoting the Sifrei Kabbalah and other Sifrei Chassidus, teaches us this concept, because sleep is a concept of lack of das. When a person sleeps, the brain shuts down. The soul leaves and goes up to heaven when a person goes to sleep at night. So the more, when we speak about a katnus of das, the less das, the longer the time. The more it feels like a long time, even though in actuality it's not. In the case of a dream, sleeping and being awake, a person sleeps, it feels like a long time, and sometimes it could have been in the version of time that we know in this world, it was actually a short period of time. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say, take that to another level. This world versus the next world, this world is compared to sleep. The level of das that we have now compared to the das that we're going to have in the future, it's like we're sleepwalking in this world. So therefore, what feels like 70 years, a person feels, wow, life is going so slowly. We know by children, kids, time seems to be passing very slowly. You tell a kid, we're going for a ride now, we're going somewhere, it's going to take us 15 minutes to get there. 2.5 minutes go by and the baby, the three-year-old says, is it 15 minutes yet? No, we just started the trip. 2 minutes later, is it 15 minutes yet? The smaller the das, the more it feels like a long time. There's a misconception, in a sense, a misjudgment of time, thinking it's much longer. When you speak to people that are older, you speak to people who are 70, 80 years old and so on, and you speak to them about life, generally, they'll say, wow, life goes by so quickly. Just yesterday, my son was a teenager, and today he has teenagers. He has children that are teenagers. So here, Rav Nosson Zal continues, Shezeh Bechinas Zman. Again, the letters Kuf and Sadik represent sleep, which is associated with time. Now, the Medrash, there's a Medrash, in Medrash Rabbah, where it speaks about Avram Avinu naming Yitzchak, it says he gave him the name Yitzchak, and one of the explanations in the Medrash is that every letter of his name has significance. The Yud represents the Ten Commandments. The Tzaddik represents how old Sarah was when she gave birth to Yitzchak. She was 90 years old. The Kuf represents how old Yitzchak was when they gave birth to how old Avraham was when they gave birth to Yitzchak. Avraham was 100 years old. So we see that the letters Kuf and Tzaddik represent time, the 90 years and 100 years, which was the age of Sarah and Avraham when Yitzchak was born. And the Ches represents having a bris milah on the eighth day, which Yitzchak Avinu was the first one to have that, the first Jew to be circumcised on the eighth day of his life. Another version there in the Medrash is that the Kuf and Tzaddik refer to the 190 years from when Yitzchak Avinu was born to when Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. We know that Hashem had told Avram Avinu that your children are going to be strangers. They're going to experience exile for 400 years. Arba Me'o Shana. We know in actuality, from the time that Yaakov Avinu went down to Egypt, it was only 210 years. So where's the other 190? The answer is it's from when Yitzchak Avinu was born. From when Yitzchak Avinu was born, that's when we start counting the time. Those 190 years are counted as the first 190 years of Golus. Continuing inside, Yitzchak ben Avraham, Zman Nisached. The connection between Yitzchak Avinu and his father Avraham is telling us that Yitzchak, who represents time, is connected to Avraham, who is above the concept of time. Avraham is called Ahava. Yitzchak is Gvura, Din, Tzimtzum. Avraham is Chesed, Zman Nisached. The time becoming one. Hainu bechinas hisachtus hazman, bechinas lemalam en hazman, shezoich na idea tshuva. This is the concept of time shrinking, becoming one, going above the concept of time, which we're zoicha to through the process of tshuva. Vezeh bechinas Yitzchak ben Avraham, kidem afarsh bozel. This is the concept Yitzchak Avinu coming from Avraham, as Rabbeinu Zal continues there, Avraham Oyavi, because Avraham Avinu is associated with Ahava. And we see from Yaakov Avinu that when there's love, the time goes by very quickly. The time shrinks. As it says by Yaakov Avinu, Be'enov ke'yomim achodim ba'ahavosoi, that the time that Yaakov Avinu was working for Rachel Imenu, the time was yomim achodim, echod. The days were one be'ahavosoi, because there was ahava. Hainu, this teaches us that Avraham hu bebechinas lamala miyazman, that Avraham Avinu, who is chesed, ahava, he represents above the concept of time. And again, Yitzchak comes from Avraham. We know that kaviyochel Hashem is above the concept of time, and yet Hashem, the world, comes from Hashem. This is a concept of Zman coming from Lamalam and Azman. Ubein hu bechinas tshuva. Now, Yitzchak Avinu is the son of Avraham. Rav Nosson Zal says the son is the concept of tshuva. Kama shekosev, as the pasuk says, Usha'ar yoshuv benecho. Your sons will do tshuva. Your sons will repent. And we said through tshuva, a person goes above the concept of time. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, im toshuv, Hashem says, if you will do tshuva, va'ashivcha, I will return you, lefonai tamoid, you'll stand before me. If you're standing before Hashem, shehu bechinas lamalam yazman, I'll put you in front of me, which means you'll be above the concept of time. Nimsa, we conclude therefore, she Yitzchak ben Avraham merames shehazman shehu bechinas Yitzchak Nisached va'oyla lebechinas l'malam in azman shubechinas Avraham oyavi al yideya tshuva shubechinas ben bechinas ushar yoshu bin chakanal. Rabbi Nosson Zal just gave us a quick summary of what we learned so far. That we see that Yitzchak ben Avraham represents time, which is Yitzchak, becoming one and rising up to the level of l'malam in azman, above time, which is Avraham oyavi, my beloved. Because through tshuva, which is the concept of the son, S-O-N, b'chinas ushar yoshu b'necha, tshuva is associated with b'necha, your son, v'alidezer nishma ha'koil koil Yaakov. And through this, we get to hear, this enables us to hear the voice of Kedusha, the sound of Kedusha, the koil of Yaakov, kimevur shom b'soifo inyin. As Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 79 in the Likutei Moran speaks about, at the end of this piece, there Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vayishma Yisroi." It says that Yisroi heard. What did he hear? He heard the miracles, the great miracles that Hashem had performed for the Jewish people in leaving Egypt. He heard about the splitting of the Red Sea, and he heard about the Milchemes Amalek, Kriyas Yamsuf or Milchemes Amalek. Rabbeinu Zal says now, "Kriyas Yamsuf zebechinas bitul hazmanim." The splitting of the Red Sea, which was a miracle, is a concept of nullifying time, eliminating time. As it says, Vayashkev Hashem el machne Mitzrayim bi'amud eish va'onon, Hashem looked out at the Egyptian army, the Egyptian camp, with a pillar of fire and a cloud, Vayohom, and Hashem confused them. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Amud Eish, a pillar of fire, Zelaila. That corresponds to the nighttime. We know when the Jews traveled in the desert, we're told that in the evening, a pillar of fire led the way for them. Va'onon, a cloud, Zeyoim. That represents the daylight hours when the Amud Onon went before them to pave the way. V'hakodesh Baruch Hu irvavam ubitel hazmanim. Hashem mixed them together. The fire and the cloud, the night and day, Hashem mixed them together and he nullified time. We know that there are several miracles. We're told that when Moshe Rabbeinu did battle against Amalek, that was one of the occasions when Hashem stopped the clock. And also when Yehoshua was doing battle to get into Eretz Yisrael, we're told there also that Yehoshua said, Shemesh begivoin doin, the sun in Givoin, be silent. Meaning, as long as the sun is praying to Hashem, as long as the sun is speaking to Hashem, it's in motion, it's functioning. The moment it becomes silent, the sun stops, which means that time was stopped in order to allow Yehoshua to finish the battle. Milchemes Amalek, Rav Nosson Zal says, ze tshuva, doing battle against Amalek. Amalek represents all the forces of the Sitra Achra, all the forces of evil. And doing battle against Amalek means tshuva, the tshuva process. Moshe, Aharon, v'chur, we're told that in the battle against Amalek, the three leaders were Moshe Rabbeinu, Aharon, Chur, who were handling the spiritual battle. They went up to the hill. Aharon and Chur supported Moshe Rabbeinu's hands when he was davening to Hashem. Pirush Rashi, and Rashi says over there, Betainis hoyushruim. They were fasting at the time. We know that fasting is associated with tshuva. The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam emphasize that whenever there's a fast day, the main focus of the fast is not the fasting, but rather the tshuva that a person... The fasting is what prepares a person. It puts the person in a frame of mind for tshuva, for true repentance. Al yedei zeh, and through this tshuva, Vayishma Yisroi. This makes the koil of Kedusha be heard. Yisroi heard, Shoma HaKoil, Yisroi heard the sound that he was supposed to hear. Hainu Alidei Kriyas Yamsuf from Milchemes Amalek. Through these two things, the splitting of the Red Sea and the battle against Amalek, Shehu Bechinas Bitul Hazmanim Alidei Tshuva, which represents the elimination of time through the Tshuva process, this is what enabled the voice to be heard, that Yisroi heard what he needed to hear. He heard the koil of Kedusha. ki kriyas yamsuf hu bechinas bitul azmanim. Because we just saw before that the splitting of the Red Sea was at a time where Hashem nullified time. Ki bekriyas yamsuf ne'emar, there it says, vayashkef Hashem ba'amud eish va'onon vayohom. Hashem looked out on the Egyptians with the pillar of fire and the cloud, and he mixed them up. Hashem mixed up the time. He took day and night and mixed them together, like Hashem can. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron and Hur went up on the mountain. Upirish Rashi, betaynes hayishruim, they were fasting. Haynu tshuva, vayidei ze, alidei bitul azmanim, alidei tshuva, alidei ze, vayishma Yisrael, yishoma hakol, Yisrael heard the sound. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, val derech ze, following the way Rav Nosson Zal has analyzed this part of that chapter on Likutei Moharan, tabit, you'll look carefully, uta'ayin, and study. Bishar ho enyonim hamavurim shom, the rest of that chapter on Likutei Moharan, the other topics that are discussed there, al derech ze, follow the pattern that Rav Nosson Zal has established here, v'tucha lohovin shom ktsas, you'll be able to understand a little bit, im ta'ayin heitev, if you'll study it carefully. Ephes, however, kotsehu tire, a little bit you'll see, v'tovin ktsas, and you'll understand a little bit, loy kuloy. You will not be able to understand all of it. Any questions, please?
Could you clarify, if Abraham is above time and Yitzchak is time boundary, where is Yaakov and Kol again, please?
The question was, we spoke about Yitzchak and Avraham. We said that Yitzchak is Zman and Avraham is Lamalam and Azman. How does Yaakov Avinu fit into this? Stay tuned. Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into the sound of the shofar, which is Yaakov, and I'll explain that. Usually, Yaakov Avinu is the combination of the two. Yaakov Avinu is a combination of Avraham, the chasodim of Avraham, sweetening the gvurois of Yitzchak. And we're going to see this very elaborately in the next paragraphs. Now, Rav Nosson Zal begins the discussion about the shofar and Rosh Hashanah, how it relates to this. V'zeh b'chinas shmias kol shofar b'Rosh Hashanah, and this is related to the listening to the sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, shehu yoyma dedina. Rosh Hashanah is referred to in the Zohar HaKadosh as a day of judgment. And the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, the first day is called Dina Kashya, hard, severe judgment. The second day is called Dina Rafya, a lighter form of judgment. But still it's called Yoyim Hadin, Judgment Day. Bechinas Gvuras Yitzchak, which is associated with the mid of Gvura of Yitzchak Avinu. V'oz Toikin B'Shoifar. And the main mitzvah d'oraisa of Rosh Hashanah is the blowing of the shofar to remind Hashem of Akedas Yitzchak. Remember, the ram, which substituted, took the place of Yitzchak Avinu at the Akedah. So the shofar blowing is reminding Hashem about the merit, the great schus of Yitzchak Avinu, who was prepared to die for Hashem. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah maschil his oirus hatshuva. Because on Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the arousal of tshuva, the beginning of the 10 days. Ki hu yoyim rishon shvaseres yimei tshuva. Validei hatshuva shemascheles b'Rosh Hashanah. And through this tshuva process, which begins on Rosh Hashanah, alidei ze zoichin lebechinas lemala me'azman. This takes us to a level of above the concept of time. Sheze bechinas Yitzchak ben Avraham. This is the concept of taking Yitzchak. Dahinu she Yitzchak shu bechinas zman, oila v'nichlal bechinas Avram oyavi shu bechinas lemala me'azman alidei tshuvana. This is the concept whereby Yitzchak, who represents Zman, Gvura, Din, Tzimtzum, goes up and plugs into and becomes part of Avraham, who is Ahava, who is above the concept of time. How do we make this happen? Through tshuva. Vayidezeh nizgale v'nishma b'chinas hakol kol Yaakov. And through this, there becomes revealed and heard the sound of Yaakov Avinu, shemachnia, Hakoil Shel Esav, who defeats and subdues the voice of Esav. Bechinas vayisa koiloi. We see that Esav also tries to raise his voice. Vize bechinas koil denofik mi shofar. And this is the sound that comes forth from the shofar. Ki shofar hu bechinas tshuva. Because the shofar represents tshuva. Shehu bechinas bina, tshuva, kamuva. Because the shofar is associated with bina, which is tshuva, as we've discussed several times before in the previous halachos. Bechinas, as the Arizal and the Zohar Kodesh bring the pasuk, min hametzar korosi ka. When a person is doing tshuva, we're talking about a person who finds themselves in a tzimtzum. They're imprisoned in their sins, in their moichen de katnus, in their small-mindedness, and they're trying to get out of there. They're trying to increase, they're imprisoned in their foolishness, silliness. The Gemara says a person commits sins only out of foolishness and silliness, which means moichen de katnus, small-mindedness. The tshuva process is a process where a person is expanding their intelligence. They're coming to a higher level of das. And that's the shofar, which has the narrow part of the shofar, which the Baal Tokeah puts into his mouth, the tzimtzum, min hametzar. I call out to Hashem for my constriction. Ononi v'amerchavka. And Hashem answers me through the widening, the wide part of the shofar. Umishom nofik ha-koil. And it's from there, from the shofar, that this koil comes forth. Ki hisgalus ha-koil, the revelation of koil. Bechinas ha-koil koil Yaakov, nofik mi shofar, comes forth from the shofar. Shu bechinas tshuva. Shaydei zeh zoichin lebechinas lemala me'azman. Through this, we're zoiched to go above the concept of time. Shaydei zeh nishma v'nizgale ha-koil koil Yaakov. And through this becomes revealed the voice of Yaakov. Shehu bechinas koil denofik mi shofar, which is the sound that comes forth from the shofar. V'alkein, and therefore, toiken b'shofar shel ayil, we blow a shofar that comes from a ram, bechinas Eloi shel Yitzchak, which reminds Hashem and reminds us of the ram that was substituted for Yitzchak Avinu. Shehu bechinas zman, Yitzchak Avinu represents zman. Shehu nimtak, which becomes sweetened, the oile lebechinas Avraham, and elevated to the level of Avraham, shu bechinas lemala meazman, which is above time. How? Al yedei his oirus hatshuva, through the arousal of tshuva, shebishas tkiya shofar, which is what we're supposed to be thinking about at the time of shofar blowing. The shofar is supposed to arouse us to tshuva. The Gemara and the Rambam say the sound of the shofar is crying out, Uru Yeshena Mishnaschem, wake up you people who are asleep. And again, sleep is Moichen de Katnus. Sleep is lack of das. The brain is shut down. Just like Chas V'Shalom, when a person is doing sins, they're in a state of silliness, foolishness. And the shofar is a wake-up call. Shaydeze nishma hakoil shel shofar. Ki ikar hisgalus ushmias hakoil hu'al yedei hatshuva. Because the main revelation and hearing of the sound is through tshuva. V'alkein mevorchin ikar habrocha lishmoya koil shofar ve'ein mevorchin litkoya b'shofar. This will explain a very obvious question. Why is the bracha that the Baal Tokeah makes to sound, to hear the sound of the shofar, instead of to blow the shofar? Ki ho'ikru hu lishmoya koil shofar. Because the main result of shofar blowing is to hear the sound of the shofar. Dehainu liskois l'tshuva oz, which means to hear the calling, to hear Hashem calling out to us, return to me, do tshuva. And then we're hearing the sound of the shofar. Ki hakoil nishma v'nizgale al yedei hatshuva daika. Because the sound is heard and revealed through tshuva. Sha'al yoto zoiche lebechinas lemala meazman. Through which a person is zoiche to go above the concept of time. I remember hearing from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, that the word zman is constriction. We said zman represents this world, which was created in 7 days. Zman corresponds to the seven lower spheroids, the seven spheroids of Zeranpin, Chesed through Malchus. And this is why the word zman is bigematria, Kale, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, those two names of Hashem. Hashem's name Kale is associated with Chesed, usually. There's a pasuk Chesed, Kale, Kol Hayoim. Hashem is kind all day. And Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Hashem's name for Malchus. So 65 and 31 is 96. With the Koilel, it's 97, which is Zman, because Zman represents the spheroids of Chesed through Malchus, the seven lower spheroids. When we do tshuva, we rise up from Zman to Lamala min Azman. We go up to Bina. In addition, the word Koil is discussed many times throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, that the word Koil represents six of the spheroids of Zeranpin. The word Koil, if you take a look for a moment, Kuf, the Kuf and the Lamed, it's three letters, Kuf, Vav, Lamed. Kuf Lamed, 130, is five times Yud Kei Vav Kei, which corresponds to the five spheroids of Chesed through Hoid. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid. The Vav of the word Koil represents the Midah of Yesoid, the Tzaddik, who is always represented by the Vav. So the word Koil represents the six spheroids of Zeranpin. Usually we say that Dibur is the Malchus. We had this in the previous halacha, and this is mentioned many times throughout the Zohar HaKodesh. The concept of Koil and Dibur, that Koil and Dibur represent Zeranpin and Malchus, the six spheroids in Malchus. And again, where we're speaking now, we're talking about going from Yitzchak to Avraham. We're talking about going from Gvura, from Din, from a lower, from Zman to Lamala min Azman. And again, everything is relative. So sometimes we refer to Yitzchak as Bina. Bina is Tshuva. What, here you're telling me that Yitzchak is Gvurais. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, everything is relative. You learn that depending on the context that we're referring to, sometimes something will represent Chesed, and sometimes the same item will represent Gvura relative to something else. So never get confused by that. Paragraph Beis, V'zeh b'chinas hamtokas Gvuras Yitzchok. And this is the concept that the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about, that on Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to sweeten the gvurais, the din, the judgment, the harshness of Yitzchak, shemamtikin b'Rosh Hashanah, we sweeten it on Rosh Hashanah, al yidei b'chinas Avraham ve'Yaakov, through, by bringing into the picture Avraham Avinu and Yaakov. K'may shekosav b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, de Avraham ve'Yaakov achidin b'Yitzchak, Avraham Avinu and Yaakov Avinu grab hold. They are holding on to Yitzchak, delo yoikid alma chas v'shon, so that he shouldn't burn up the world. Yitzchak is a raging fire, and Yitzchak can destroy the world. The midas hadin, the gvura, can destroy the whole world. You have Avraham, who is chesed, and Yaakov Avinu, who is tiferes, on both sides of Yitzchak, on both sides of gvura, containing him, controlling him, controlling that fire. Ki gvuras Yitzchak ze bechinas zman kanal, because the mid of gvura of Yitzchak represents time. The chesed Avraham ze bechinas lamala miyazman, and the chesed of Avraham Inu is above time. And now Rav Nosson Zal introduces that chapter 61 in Likutei Moran. Ki isa b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam acher. Rabbeinu Zal writes in another chapter, not 79 that we're dealing with till now, in another chapter, 61, She'ikar hazman hu machmas she'ein hadas b'shleimus. The whole concept of time represents a lack of perfection of das, that the das is not complete. V'chol ma she'hadas niktan b'yoyser, the less das we have, nit me'yoyser she'ezman. it looks like there's more time. It looks like the time is going more slowly. It's a longer period of time. Avo kisheyesh das. But when there is das, nizbatel hazman. The time goes by very quickly. It seems as if there's very little time or no time. V'chol ma shenizgadel adas b'yoyser, the more we climb to higher and higher levels of das, yoydin, the more we realize she'ein zman klal, that there is no time really. Ad sheyuchal alidei shleimus adas betachlis, to the point where by a person achieving perfection of das, the highest level of das, liskois lebchinas lemala me'azman legamri, then the person is going above the concept of time completely. V'alkein, and therefore, b'sheina, when a person is sleeping, she'oz hadas nestalek legamri, where then the person's das just about leaves completely. V'loy nishar rak koyach hamedame, the only part of the das that remains with the person during sleep is their imagination, the koyach hamedame, which is from where dreams come from. Ki oz nidme la'odom, then during sleep it can seem to a person shebereva shah oivrim kamashonim, that within actual 15 minutes, a person took a 15-minute nap, it could seem to them as if several years went by in their sleep. As it appears in a dream sometimes, a person feels like they were going through years of life. Nimtza, so we conclude therefore, she'oz, that during sleep, reva shona, an actual reva shor, an actual quarter of an hour, 15 minutes, he shivim shona. It feels like 70 years. Ki machmas chisoron hadas, because of the fact that the person at that point in time is working with so little das, nidme shafilu reva shor huzman godol. It seems to a person as if what was actually 15 minutes seemed like they were living such a long period of time in their sleep. However, afterwards, when the person wakes up from their sleep, then they look at the clock and they see that this time that they experienced during the dream, which felt like several years, was in actuality only a quarter of an hour. Nimtza, sheniktan hazman al yedei hadas. So we see through the das, when the person wakes up and comes out of sleep, and now they're living what we call reality. In reality, they see that the time was much less than what it was in that quasi reality, in that fake reality of the dream. Ukamoikein. So too, lamala lamala, when we go above what we're calling reality, the reality of this world, which is a joke. When we go above that, mashe hadas yoiser godol, when we go to higher and higher levels of das, niktan gam hazman, then what we are calling time, what we're measuring is time by looking at our clocks, it shrinks. Shenidme etzleinu behokitz shuzman godol, what appears to us when we're awake, what seems like a long time, wow, today really feels like a long day. I've been here for 8 hours. V'sham b'mokim sh'adas yoyser godol, when the person gets to a higher level of das, niktan hazman yoyser, the time shrinks. And the person sees that what they thought was 8 hours was really 8 minutes. Or 8 seconds on a higher level of das. And in fact, the Sivrei Musar mentioned this, that when a person comes to the next world, a person pictures, wow, I lived to the rich age of 84 years old. And the person comes upstairs, and they take a look at the person, and they say, how you doing, young man? And he says, who you calling young man? I'm 84 years old. They say, no, you're not. You're 36 minutes. Your 84 years added up to 36 minutes of reality, of real time. Most of the time was shtuyot, nonsense, foolishness, quality time. When you believed in Hashem and when you're doing the right thing, was really 36 minutes, chas v'shalom. So v'shom b'mokom shehadas yoiser gadol niktan hazman yoiser. There, when a person gets to a higher place of das, the time becomes less. V'chein lemal olamal, and so to higher and higher levels, atachlis shleimus hadas, until the person comes to the peak of perfection of das, sheshom hu lemal miyazman legamri. There, we're totally above the concept of time completely. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 61 in the second half of Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. And in addition, Rabbeinu Zal says there, V'chein b'mokoyim, the same thing is true about place, distances. Shekol zman shadas yoiser godol, the more we go to higher and higher levels of das, niktan hamokoyim b'yoiser, location, space, shrinks. Ayin Shom Kol Zehete B'Likutei Tanino B'Simen Samach Aleph. Study this carefully in the second half of Likut Imran in chapter 61. We know that years ago, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, traveling from Ukraine, from Uman, from Breslov to Eretz Yisrael was a few weeks' travel or a few months' travel. Today, it's 3 hours. Today, there's a certain higher level of das. Hashem revealed to the world the technology of cars and buses and trains and airplanes and supersonic jets. And suddenly, what used to be weeks, the distance, a distance that was measured as weeks of travel, suddenly it becomes hours of travel. And then we have computers today, where a person wants to speak to somebody in the United States, and they press a few buttons, and they count, one, two, and within 2 seconds, the other person's on the phone. I'm traveling a distance of 6,000 miles within seconds, because again, Hashem has revealed to the world a higher level of das, where the distance, what used to be a distance of weeks and months, to write a letter to someone and to have the letter be delivered was months. Today it's almost real time. I push the button, I send a WhatsApp, I push a button, in a second the information is by the other person. So again, Hashem is showing us, 150 years ago, they believed these concepts. Today our emunah is on a smaller level and our das is on a much smaller level. Hashem is revealing to us technology in ways that, wow, I see what the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Hasidus describe. There is such a thing that what used to take out months, so it can be done today in seconds, both in time and in space. We'll hold it over here for now. We're up to Nimsa She'ikar Hazman. Rav Nosson Zal is going to summarize this again and then clarify much more the whole concept of shofar blowing, the whole concept of tshuva. Any questions, please?
What is the tachlis of going above the zman?
What is the tachlis of going above zman? Zman is constriction. Zman is tzimtzum. Zman is gvura. We're always trying to sweeten the gvura out. We're always trying to get to a place of chesed, kindness. In other words, we picture suffering. Suffering is defined as tzimtzum, imprisonment. Dovid HaMelech says, I cry out to Hashem from meitzar, from constriction. Ononi bamerchav, Hashem, please respond to me with harchava, with expansion. Constriction usually represents midas hadin, judgment, suffering, negativity. And expansion, poiseach es yodecha umazbia l'chol chai. Expansion, chasodim, always represents a concept of goodness, sweetness, kindness.
The goodness mitigates sort of the pain that someone could have gone through in that moment of time.
Exactly.
Period of time.
Exactly. Both in the physical world and in the spiritual world. The more we travel from tzimtzum, from constriction to expansion, the more we're going to higher and higher levels of kindness and das. Rabbeinu Zal shows in many places in Likut Imran that rachmonus and das go together. So the more we're leaving time, the more we're getting out of time and going into above time, the more we're going to higher and higher levels of rachmonus and das. We know, for example, we speak about children parents and grandparents. The Zohar HaKadosh actually uses this terminology, kaviyochel, about the different levels of kindness and das by Hashem. The lower spheroids, the spheroids of Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, are referred to as bonim. The spheroids above them, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, are referred to as avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. The spheroids of Chochma and Bina are referred to as Sovin, grandparents, and the Keser is called Sovin the Sovin, great-grandparent in a sense. We know that the older a person gets, usually the more they mellow out. People who are stricter and harsher in their younger years, usually, hopefully, as they get older, they mellow out, they become softer, more gentle, more kind, and again, higher levels of das, if they're living a proper life.
Why is it that all mitzvahs are generally time-bound? Is that because we want to start off from the lowest level to then expand?
Because this is what makes us human beings and this world so important to Hashem. This is why this world is so much more important to Hashem than the worlds of the angels and others, because we are the only ones who have the ability to take Zman and elevate it to Lamalim in Zman. We are the combination of a neshama and a guf. The guf is Gashmi, the guf is time-bound, and the neshama is Ruchni. The neshama is Lamalim in Zman. And the chiddush is to be able to marry, to be able to teach these two to function together. That the Zman, the guf, should become botel to the neshama. The Zman should become botel to the Lamalim in Zman.
So what's also the concept they say that in Olam Haba it's Arech Yamim, it's a long day.
Exactly. Just like Rosh Hashanah is called Yoimo Arichto. That means this concept of Lemalom in Azman. That's another phrasing of going above the concept of, what do you mean Yoimo Arichto? A day is so many hours. No. There's a concept of Yoim Shekuloi Oruch. There's a Yoim Shekuloi Shabbos. There's a concept of Olam Haba which is above the concept of time. Well, we will have several hundred pages throughout Likutei Halachos on this topic. We're going to see many different versions and variations of this throughout Yiddishkeit, throughout life, throughout the Torah. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Sure. Any other questions, please?
There's a das that's been revealed in terms of the fact that time and space goes faster now. Can you clarify what's going on in this month, in this door, that suddenly we have this? It seems like a schus. Maybe it's a... No, I don't know.
Very good question. The question is that we mentioned earlier that now things seem to be going more quickly in a sense, which seems to imply a higher level das. There's a few things I'd like to say related to this. Rabbi Nachman once made a statement, "De Eibish Tefir Tevelt Shener on Shener." Hashem is conducting the world nicer and nicer, better and better. Meaning that on a certain level, there are improvements. We, in the last 100 years or so, 150 years, are experiencing improvements where there are inventions that have been revealed. Again, the electricity, the automobile, the airplane, all of these things, which are speeding things up tremendously, whereby things that used to take much longer time are happening much more quickly. In fact, there's a pasuk that's quoted regarding the coming of Moshiach, two words, Be'ito achishena. Hashem says, Be'ito, when the time comes, achishena, it will happen very quickly. And the Gemara speaks about this, and many commentaries expound on this, that make up your mind, which is it? Be'ito means Mashiach will come at a certain time. Achishena means quickly. Which is it? And the answer is, one of the answers that's given, that it's both. That when the time comes, things are going to move very quickly in high speed. And this is somewhat of what we are experiencing today in the physical world and even in the spiritual world, in a sense. Things that used to take years to produce a sefer, to publish, to print a sefer, for example, which used to take possibly months. Today, with digital publishing, with all kinds of things, in seconds, in moments, Sfarim are published. Libraries across the world. Once 100 years ago, 100 years ago, there were cities in Europe where they didn't have an entire shas. They had several Gemaras. If you wanted a different Gemara, you had to travel to another city. Today, people have libraries, tens of thousands or even over 100,000 Sfarim, not just Shurim, Sfarim on a chip on their phone. All of this is available. This concept of Lamalim and Amokim, again, what used to take buildings. You needed buildings to store information. And today, a tiny chip, Lamalim and Amokim, this tiny thing, you can't imagine that this thing is storing more information than 100 years ago. You needed buildings, you know, a whole block of space of buildings to store this information. So on one hand, on a certain level, there's Das being revealed that we didn't have before. On a spiritual level, however, we know that we're told that the generations previously were much higher levels of Das of Hashem than us today. As we move away from the time of the Beis, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, there's more of a Hastara. Hashem becomes more and more hidden. So in terms of recognition of Hashem and Das of Hashem, we are nowhere near the level of Das of the rabbis of 100 years ago or 500 years ago, etc. Again, we're going to have a lot more on this throughout all the Sifrei Chassidus. This is discussed, and especially in Rabbeinu Zal's forum, Rav Nosson Zal's forum, there's going to be a tremendous amount of discussion on these topics. In previous generations, they had the Shas, they didn't need a chip. They had the Torah in their brains, in their hearts. We today are smaller-minded, many of us, most of us. We need things made easier and easier, in a sense, for us. All the translations of Torah are being made so that even as small as we are, as low a level as we're on, we still have all of these tools and instruments to be able to help us, to be able to help us be matzliach despite the Hastorah, despite the hiddenness of Hashem, despite the fact that we are on such a small level. A wonderful day and a wonderful week to all.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
All the best.
Thank you.
Sure. All the best.